Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the show that started it all 21 years ago, and I am your host, the Captain, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California IA, out there in the land of fruits, nuts, and Nancy Pelosi, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Thank you.
Yep. They've been on the porch for a while. It's another comfortable night here. It's 80 degrees outside, and they're over there enjoying their favorite whatever. It's definitely a liquid refreshment. I can confirm that from here. All right. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I could start out with the White House and the Democrats pushing for the new mask mandates, even though the infection data varies widely across the United States. I could start with that. I could start with some other things related to coronavirus and this new strain. But I got to start right here first with a different topic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday, in her bid for a last-minute extension of the eviction moratorium for renters, collapsed. She thought she had the votes, waited till the last minute, and didn't have them. Now, that leaves millions of Americans at risk right now of losing their homes after the ban lifts today.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, the Supreme Court had weighed in on the eviction ban about a month ago, Justice Kavanaugh stating that they would not revisit that unless Congress acted, basically. So from the federal standpoint, that is not going to happen anytime soon. However, some states, including my state of California, are extending their eviction moratoriums. I believe in California it's going through September the 30th, in other states as well, just a few other states, they're extending these moratoriums. One of the issues is some of the federal assistance money hasn't gone all the way through the pipeline yet. But that being said, we're still looking at a tsunami that will occur when over, I think what you were speaking to me before, about a million mortgages on the line, it looks like.
They're on the hotline right now, and the paperwork's already been done on them. They're ready to go come Monday morning. They're ready to be put in the pipeline to be taken care of by the courts. But here's the other thing. My real estate and financial expert when it comes to these kind of matters, Brandon Rimes, told me that, you know, about the million that are out there, and that the paperwork was already done, and they were just waiting for this to end so that they could get the paperwork in there. These will be the most delinquent of the delinquent that will be going in. And as you said, various states, there's a moratorium still at the state level. Depends on where you're at, but not all the states. And the other thing is, I got a letter from my congressman yesterday, one of those notes, and it said, for the talking about the eviction moratorium going away, and it was a Democrat representative, so obviously they knew this was going to go on, and said that there's $47 million in the pipeline right now for people. All they got to do is call his office, and I assume it's the same with the other congressman, call their office and get you set up, and they'll help you go through the paperwork to send you to the website you need to go through, and then away you go.
Right, exactly. So at about, I think, $3 billion of the $47 billion from the federal government, that's what's been brought out so far. So there's a lot more to go, and especially here in California, for low-income folks, they're going to get the rental assistance to pay, I think, almost all of their rent starting back in March 2020, if I recall correctly. So there are programs for this, but Captain, it is going to be, I think, a very, very bad time, especially if people have not been talking to their landlords or talking to whoever's holding their mortgage.
Well, the Democratic majority, after the swearing in of a Republican congressman that won a special election yesterday, is now 220 to 212. And do you know how many votes it takes to pass in the House of Representatives?
How much is that?
215.
There you go. Yeah.
So she can only afford to lose three votes at any time. If she wants to get anything passed in the House, the ball has just tipped a little bit more in the conservatives' favor.
Well, exactly right. And the Democrats see this coming. That's why they continue to ramp up these, they just try to make it all worse in terms of their rhetoric and scaring people and all this stuff. They see 2022 coming very, very clearly, Captain.
Well, they do, and it's in the writing, and I realize what they're trying to do right now. With this moratorium, is use it as a political crutch by saying, oh, look, the Republicans didn't vote for this. Well, no, Nancy, some of your own people didn't vote for it. Think about that for a minute as we go to break. All right, folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And hello to our friends in Germany, and hello to our friends in Atlanta, Georgia, who have been chiming in tonight.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. Waiting on my telephone to get back to you. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a part of my integrated health plan that I take every day to help my body reduce inflammation. It also works on the pain that I have, goes right straight to the source of the pain to either lower or eliminate it altogether. And I'm telling you, it works. Best part about everything is it's 100% drug-free. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. All good things for you and your body. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it supports healthy joints and muscles in the healing process too. Now, it comes in a 3-week quick start supply, which only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's less than a dollar a day. And once you get it going, and once it gets going, and it will within 3 weeks, you'll know, then you'll automatically go to what's called automatic delivery. It'll cost you about what a cup of coffee costs you a day for the rest of the time that you take it. You can quit it anytime you want. But relieffactor.com/captain is a website you go to. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, the 1995 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. And, hey, Kyle, I know I just told you about this story. Have you picked yourself up off the floor yet?
Not quite.
All right. Well,
this is one for the record books.
All right. Well, folks, Joe Biden's brain broke again yesterday, and then it got really, really bad and gross, too. Now, how bad is Joe Biden? Well, it's gotten to the point where there's something virtually every day going on that he does. Yesterday was not a good day for Joe, with Biden calling Fox News Facts News, F-A-X, Facts News, lying and snapping at Peter Ducey, and then completely wrecking his own new argument on mandating vaccinations and masks by saying, by totally contradicting himself with what he had said a few minutes earlier.
Yes, exactly. This is, again, when Biden goes off script, you know, when he made his COVID-19 vaccination speech, he was reading it, and it was very, very, he progressed along through it. But when he goes off script, anything can happen.
Now, his brain broke again when he was talking about wildfires in Delaware. Wait till you hear this, and this is where part of the rubber meets the road. Biden's brain split in half talking about wildfires. He said, and I quote, "You know, I come from the state of Delaware. We had more acreage burn there last year than the state of Delaware and Maryland combined." Combined! Think about that statement for a minute.
Yeah, well, is he saying that Delaware was on fire, or, you know, because he comes from there?
How can you have more acreage burn in Delaware than Delaware and Maryland combined? How can that be possible?
That's right.
Think about that for a minute. Okay, and, you know, we understand that he was trying to talk about how wildfires in the United States have burned nearly 3 million acres so far this year. That's the size of Delaware and Rhode Island combined, but he wasn't able to say that coherently. But, Kyle, it gets worse. Right after that, Kamala, or wait a minute, let me say this right, because I'm not saying her name right. Kamala, there we go. Kamala took over the meeting, the Zoom meeting, talking to the governors, where she started to talk over Joe Biden. He stopped what he was doing. He got a note from his aide, and the note says, "Sir," and by the way, you can see the note in the picture that the AP cameraman took. He said, "Sir, there's something on your chin." And he very nonchalantly took his finger, licked it a little bit, rubbed it along his chin, took whatever it was on his finger, put it in his mouth, ate it, and that was the end of that. That is an unbelievable scene, and you had to see it to believe it.
Yes, I've seen the video, and what you're describing, Captain, is precisely what happened.
It's one of the grossest things I think I've ever seen, because you're supposed to figure out, obviously it was food.
Right.
I think it was a piece of cheese.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's possible that that's what it was, but even so, it's a little gross.
And I'll tell you what, they forgot to say, don't put it in your mouth and eat it. He just took it and ate it. All right, well, now, let's go. I'm not sure if Mike in Clearwater's up off the floor yet after hearing this, but let's go to Mike in Clearwater and hear what he has to say. Go ahead, Mike.
I wonder if it was cheddar, American, you know, Swiss. What do you think it might have been?
It looked like it was Wisconsin cheddar.
Well, you know, that's a good cheese, Captain. Don't you agree, Kyle?
But still, in front of a world, a worldwide and national audience of governors, you take that, you wipe your face, and everybody can see what you're doing, and then you take it and stick it in your mouth, and you lick, you know, you eat it, and then you put your hand back down again. I mean, my God.
Well, you know, real quickly, Captain, after you get done fighting a fire that was so big that it was big as Delaware and Maryland or wherever.
Bigger than your state.
Right. You got to eat. I mean, that's a lot of work, fighting a fire that big. But anyway, here's the reason for my call. We're starting to see everything unravel. The border's a mess. COVID's being imported in. Kamala, who was put in charge of this several months back, didn't do a damn thing. Now prices are going up. Over 60% of Americans believe that all these higher prices are directly a result of Democratic policies. So you know what, Kyle? Not only do I think we're sitting pretty for come next year, but if things go down this road, it could get ugly. I think everything they're doing is what do you call it? Blowing up right in front of their faces. It's all unraveling. And if, you know, bad things may come. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Kyle, and then I'll chime in.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Mike. And, things are unraveling right before their very eyes. There's a couple of factors at work, too, and one of them is the media. The media, you know, we're finding out stuff from the media, but they're not even really hitting it as hard as they ever possibly could, given the circumstances, given what's happening to Americans, given what's happening with inflation, given what's happening with the uncertainty now of more masking and possible other restrictions, whatever those might be, that might come down the pike. And that's why I think you see Nancy Pelosi harping on masks in the House and we'll arrest you. Of course, that didn't work out too well. But the idea of the January 6th commission, on and on, Trump's tax returns back in the news, all this stuff is designed to distract people from just like what you're talking about, what they're seeing happening. The question is, can they ride it to some other victory in 2022? I think it's going to be pretty hard, but they're going to kick and scratch and claw for every single thing they can get out of that.
All right, now here comes the rubber meat in the road. I'm getting all kinds of chatter in the chat groups that I'm in. Backroom stories from intel people, from military people, from people that are in the position to know different things. And they're saying that the Democrats are trying to duplicate 2020 all over again in terms of the pandemic, which is why they're in a big, bad rush here to get the masks and the lockdowns and all that sort of stuff back, because they think if they can do that over the course of the next year, that they can win themselves another election the same way they did the last one.
Well, precisely.
And we're not going to let them.
No. And another thing, too, is that, honestly, even though Joe Biden is president, the Trump recovery could have continued to a great degree if Joe Biden hadn't done what he did, obviously, with all these different policies. But in spite of all that, too, I do think that they don't want to see a robust financial comeback for the United States right now, because they want to keep this idea going of you're going to have to get a guaranteed income, yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, now listen to this. Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota says that she is not ratcheting up her vaccine push or her message to the people because the numbers up there aren't even hardly making the charts.
Well, right, and different areas are just that. They're different.
And now they're picking on Florida, might they go, oh, Florida's the epicenter, look at this. Yeah, look who's coming down with this.
Right.
And they're putting out the false misnomer that, oh, my God, these are vaccinated people. No, they're not. Not for the most part. No, they're not. That's an outright lie that these people are putting out there. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. There's so much lying, so much fabricating. You got to quit listening and paying attention to the alphabet soup networks and the newspapers, the liberal newspapers. They're all in bed with this president and his administration. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Internal documents from the CDC show dangers are emerging from the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Evidence shows it's as contagious as chickenpox and may be more dangerous than other versions. Dr. Michael Ryan is with the World Health Organization.
We are fighting the same virus, but a virus that's become fitter and better adapted to transmitting amongst us. That's the change.
Ryan says This is a fight that can be won.
Vaccines and all of the other measures still remain hugely effective if applied in a comprehensive, fair, equitable, and rapid manner.
CDC documents that were obtained by the Washington Post are recommending masks for everyone, and requiring vaccine for doctors and other health workers are among the measures that are being considered. In the CDC guidance heading, it said, "The war has changed." This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. And we appreciate him for doing that, Kyle Warren, that is. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And, of course, Mike Lindell has been in the news again. This time he's decided to stop advertising on Fox because Fox wouldn't run his commercials that he had for the event that he's got coming up. And I get it, okay? You know, if you want my money for this, you need to take my money for that. So he's still advertising, though, on Newsmax because they're doing a good job for him. And I don't know about One American News Now. I haven't been over there in the last couple of days because I really prefer Newsmax to One American News, and they're doing a great job. And if I can't see Fox, I watch One American News. I got both of them turned on right now, as a matter of fact. But this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell. And you can go to his website, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. And there's a special page there, a little button. Says radio listener specials. It means what it says. That's where you'll get insanely low prices on a whole bunch of stuff that he's got. You have to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the prices, but you'll find deep discounts of $40, $50, $60, $70, $80 on items that are there on that page, the radio listener specials page. So, MyPillow.com. Go to that page, enter the promo code CAPTAIN, and if you need to call them, their number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Save you a bunch of money and get yourself some really good products like Kyle and I have, right?
That's right. Yeah, I love my MyPillow.
Well, I'm into more than the MyPillow. The MyPillow was great when I got it. The MyPillow topper was great when I got it. The blanket that I got, the throw that I got is really even better. The sheets that I've got coming now, I told you I was going to order the sheets. I've got them coming. I've got the slippers. Like I said, I walked out of the house the other day with the slippers on, climbed in the car, and I almost drove to the radio station with slippers on. They were so comfortable. But anyway, it's just unbelievable. And they got great products there. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Okay, Kyle, back to the mix we go. There's, I don't know how many lawsuits, but I would have to say dozens that are going to be brought come Monday morning on all this mass stuff. Have you hearing what I'm hearing about that?
Well, yes, and we've already seen, for example, here in California, because of the mask mandate that Governor Gavin Newsom is instituting for public schools, there's already two different groups that are bringing lawsuits against him. And, of course, we also know of others that are going to be brought. I think not the least of which, Captain, is the, I think, the postal, one of the postal
Postal union.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I heard something said yesterday by the Health and Human Services Director, CDC Director, rather, sorry, and she was talking about, well, you know, if you're outdoors, you probably don't need a mask, but it might not be a bad idea to wear it. And if you're indoors and you're with a bunch of a group of large people, you should probably wear a mask, which means school, which means events, baseball, whatever, all that sort of stuff. I can hear it now. But the fact of the matter is, four different people that were interviewed on Fox last night had four different answers for the mask dilemma. Can
yes.
you believe that?
Yeah, well, of course. Of course. You know, in fact, just the other day, Captain, when the CDC put out these new recommendations, they didn't even do it on camera. There was some, I was trying to remember if it was Walensky or not, but, there was just like a telephone call, like a conference call to the press or something. And they didn't even come out and give a real, honest to goodness, briefing on camera about it. So it's honestly, the American people are just throwing up their hands. They don't know what to believe. Because it will change, and wake up tomorrow morning, it'll be different. Tony Fauci will say something different at that point. Nobody knows to trust him anymore.
Well, I'm going by what my doctor told me. And my doctor told me the same thing Friday when they reminded me about my appointment on Monday that they told me a long time ago when I got my shots and all that. They said, you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, you're good to go. Oh, and by the way, my antibodies are way up.
Oh, very cool.
Way
that's
up.
Good to
yep.
know.
That's yep,
good.
Way up after over a year.
Yeah.
And it's because of the vitamins I take. It's because of, because you got to take a certain regimen of vitamins, and if you don't, you know, your antibodies will go away. It's just that simple. But
right.
Anyway, it is what it is. Now, moving along here, the first flight evacuating Afghans who had worked alongside Americans in Afghanistan brought more than 200 people, including scores of children and babies in arms, to new lives in the United States on Friday. They wound up being taken over to Fort Lee in Virginia, and President Joe Biden said he was proud to welcome them home. The only problem is they got about 25,000 more to go.
They got about 25,000 more to go. And some people, and I'm so sorry to say this, Captain,
they're not going
to
get out.
They're not going to get out because they've already been killed.
Yep.
For example, by the Taliban.
Yep. We're hearing reports of large numbers of people literally being lined up, as I told you, lined up and shot right where they're at because they were working with the government doing whatever they were doing. Men, women, and children. And the beheadings are starting again.
Yeah, well, we call that a purge, you know, and we've seen that happen in history, and unfortunately we're seeing history repeat itself.
Now, your state, California, Pacific Gas and Electric, is going to face criminal charges because of its equipment that sparked a wildfire last year that killed four people and destroyed hundreds of homes. This is coming from a Northern California prosecutor. Who exactly are they prosecuting? The president and the board, or what is it?
That's a good question. I believe that they're obviously going after the company as a whole.
They're not going after, like, the repair guy that fixes the lines or alignment or something, are they?
Not that we've heard, because it would be, unless there would have to be some kind of separate charges, but collectively, I believe, is what they're looking at right now. Because obviously, it's going to be, I believe, a collective responsibility in terms of who did this, who inspected it, what's the process for inspecting this, what's the process for addressing any kind of issues, that kind of stuff. But yes, this is, again, because we've had deaths, and obviously there was a lot of complacency, to say the least.
Now, I'm not surprised with the Department of Justice and what they had to say yesterday about Donald Trump and his tax returns, but they said they made a ruling that Donald Trump's tax returns must be released to Congress, who's been trying to investigate him for some sort of shadiness with his business and money dealings and all that stuff ever since he walked down that escalator.
Yep, that's right. Justice Department said that. But, however, that's what the Justice Department has said. But, of course, obviously, one would think that President Trump and his attorneys will continue to fight this and push it all the way to the Supreme Court, one would think.
And remember, the New York State Attorney General got a hold of the tax returns.
Right.
So far, you haven't heard anything.
Well, of course, because, you know, that was one of those things of the, like the Mueller investigation. You know, don't worry, folks, we're gonna get him for the collusion with Putin. And then all we gotta do is find the tax returns now, because it's all gonna be in the tax returns. And it was one thing after another, and this is another part of that wild goose chase. And, yeah, there's likely going to be nothing there that's going to be earth-shattering or make sure that now we have to, you know, take President Trump, former President Trump, and make him go live on the moon now or something, you know, because he's, you know, because of his tax returns. It's just ridiculous.
Well, wait a minute. He might want to live on the moon.
Well, one heck of a good view, but what I mean to say is that, you know, before they just wanted to impeach him, but now they're trying to destroy him completely, obviously.
Yeah, they're trying to eliminate him as a political opponent.
Exactly. As either an influence or a possible candidate.
Yep. And before we go to break, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat of Texas, the Houston area, confirmed that she was arrested this week as she engaged in a voting protest in Washington, D.C., when police said, you got to break it up and go away or we'll arrest you for trespass and criminal trespass. And they didn't go away, and she got arrested.
Yep, and I think she got out pretty quick, but obviously this is just, you know, fuel for the fire. Now it's time to go and write a letter to your constituency and tell them how you got arrested and how you're fighting for them and this kind of stuff. And for her, it's
yeah, for voting rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have enough rights now, and they can't vote by just simply going and registering and, oh, showing voter ID. Hello. All right. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we march along. Coming right back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And we might have a Joe Biden sighting during the Truckers Report.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, thank you very much, Donna. Donna, and by the way, when you see those big fancy Prevost coaches that say Star Coaches on the side of it, that is Don Newen's company that he manages, that he runs, and those are his drivers out there. And go up to him and say, hey, man, the captain told me to say hi to you, and see what they say. The drivers all know who I am, and they listen, most of them listen to the program at night, so there you go. All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And don't forget, right here, that when you see the Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there, grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee on us, and then, oh, by the way, become a member of the Drivers Club. It's free. Just stop by your local Pilot and Flying J to find out more. And here we go, and I think we're going to see a Joe Biden signing here in a minute.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind you break.
Atlanta. And there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run.
Hey, Kyle, there he is.
That's right. Was
there he is. By the way, that's old Big Slippery, I think, it's a CB handle now. Big Slippery.
I love it.
Yeah, I think we found out the handle here the other day.
Oh, that's right. Breaker, breaker.
Breaker, breaker. Big Slippery here. Oh, my God. We're having too much fun on the weekend. All right, well, let's take a look. I'm going to read the weather statement here and give it to Kyle. Monsoonal heavy rain will continue, flash flood potential across the southwest and intermountain west to the central and southern Rockies through the weekend, especially in the complex terrain, burn scars, and urban areas. Now, excessive heat and humidity and heat indexes over 110 degrees will be common over much of the deep south and interior northwest this weekend. And I'll tell you, it was scorching yesterday in Mississippi. It's coming back again today. Have at it, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to talk about some flash flood watches going on in the West and especially the American Southwest, but we're going to start with a story in Colorado, this along I-70, and it's near a place called Glenwood Canyon. This is about halfway between Denver and Grand Junction along I-70.
I know where it is.
Yes, that is going to stay closed here at least to the weekend, maybe for several days, as they try to dig out a lot of this mud and debris that has shut down the highway. Over 100 people were in their vehicles when they got stuck on Thursday night because of all of the rain and the debris and the mud. Nobody was hurt, so that's good to report.
Do you know what Glenwood, Colorado is famous for?
What's that?
That's where Doc Holliday went and died in the sanitarium.
Oh, very interesting.
Yep, that's where Wyatt Earp took him. Yep.
Yeah, but that is a big story, obviously. So if you're heading along I-70, coming out of Denver, heading towards Utah, or coming out of Utah, heading towards Denver, you definitely want to be aware of that. I'm sure they'll be getting you around that mudslide there. So we've got flash flood watches all through most of Colorado, coming up I-25, going down into northern New Mexico towards Santa Fe, down in Arizona, Captain, in Tucson area. They've got flash flood watches there. Phoenix has a dust storm advisory in that area as well, plus a flash flood watch east of Phoenix coming out of I-10, I-8 as well. All of this spreads up through Kingman, down up to St. George, southern Utah, through Las Vegas, and reaching almost all the way up to Reno, also through parts of central California as well. So coming down 395 or coming up I-15, you're going to be looking at those flash flood watches. More to come, of course, in Wyoming. Most of central and western Wyoming under flash flood watch. Parts of southern Idaho, Boise, for example. Now we head into the air quality alerts. We still got some of those going on in Montana, although it's dissipating now. It looks like it's in most of the southern region, as well as part of the northeast region of Montana. Excessive heat warning up near Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. Fire weather warnings in southern Oregon, of course, where the bootleg fire continues to burn.
Okay, Minnesota, you got the poor quality air quality again up there tonight. Most of Wisconsin, poor air quality. Iowa, the western half, poor air quality. But yesterday in Nebraska, most of the day they had tornado watch advisories up. And today the conditions are such to have the same thing. However, Iowa, you're going to get stuck with some of that because right now you got some thunderstorms and flooding going on in the western half of Iowa, south of Omaha, south of Sioux City, down towards the line with Missouri. Now, the high heat is there in the southern part of Missouri, southern southeastern corner of Oklahoma, southern part of Kansas. Texas, to include the Metroplex, I-20 all the way across to, let's see here. Today it's all the way across to Augusta, Georgia is going to be the high heat warnings. But Mississippi, you're going to have heat index temperatures there approaching 110 degrees. as well as across some of the panhandle of Florida. There will be a little bit of a breeze off the Gulf to help you out, but it's going to be hotter than a darn flea in molasses. And the high heat will continue again across Alabama, the panhandle of Florida. This time it'll come across I-10 and will be up Gainesville. You'll be in it. St. Augustine, you'll be in it. Jacksonville, you'll be in it. On up through Augusta, Georgia, on up to Savannah, Georgia, on up to Myrtle Beach. Temperatures will be very, 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 very warm. And again, we've got some areas in the higher elevations of Tennessee, up I-65 out of Nashville, and up by 81 east of Knoxville, where you've got poor air quality over there. And that's what we're looking at tonight with the weather there, Kyle. But I'll tell you what, between the poor air conditions, air quality conditions, especially up in Minnesota, it's been like that all week long.
It sure has, yes. It's all over the state of Minnesota. It's completely covered.
Yeah, so, George, you got to get up there and sprinkle some of that pixie dust. Get up in an airplane, fly up over that barrier, and sprinkle some of that pixie dust down there so the people can have some good air to breathe.
Exactly right.
That's what I'm talking to George up there in, outside Minneapolis. But anyway, is what it is. But the way the weather's been bouncing around here, I'm not sure what we're going to see next week. And, oh, by the way, while we're talking about all this, we're not talking about the tropics.
Right.
So when that happens again, and we know it will, I think we're going to have a very busy September and October.
Yes, that could very well be.
That's what it kind of is beginning to look like, because, again, these storms, you know, and I don't like to wish anything on anybody, but when we have a little bit of a lull like this, it's been my past experience living in the South for a while, that these tropical cyclones, as they like to call them, that come off Africa and come out there and come across, right now conditions aren't conducive to anything like that being formed. However, I think we're going to see some changes in what's going on here with the upper airflow once we get the fires under control, so the smoke isn't in the mix. And by the way, some of that air that's over there in Minnesota and Wisconsin is from the smoke and the fires up in the Northwest.
Exactly. Yeah, it's gone all across the country, and it's really something. I mean, you have to really understand how much smoke there really is being generated.
Okay, well, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and the driver's app real quick.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right, folks. So don't forget, when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J, don't forget to join the Driver's Club, because you're going to get points for the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, and you tie it into your My Rewards Plus app that you can download. You'll get more savings, and also, folks, you'll be able to track your points as well.
Yeah, buddy. All right, folks, hang on. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren and I are number two coming back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. It all started 21 years ago, and we've kept it going all that time and expanded to the weekly weekday version, too. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.